they're going to have a fundraiser around it, but you know, we obviously want to promote the fundraiser and find out what's going on, because it's not necessarily a negative that it's closing.
Not necessarily.
But you know, people will miss it. We want to welcome in Marilyn Rossetti, the executive director for Open Hearth. Good morning, Marilyn.
Morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, guys.
So the firewood fire sale is on the 18th.
Fire sale.
And from what I read, you drive up with your vehicle. I'm going to bring like the biggest vehicle I have. And for $40 cash, they'll fill the trunk.
Absolutely. And I did say, I think we have to reevaluate like Cadillac trunks. So.
Right.
Well, I was going to ask you, what if you have an SUV? I mean, technically you don't have a trunk.
What about a pickup truck?
You know what? I am confident that our customers who come that day not only will be considerate, but generous.
Okay. And it's cash, by the way.
Yes, it is.
And it's cash because we actually don't have any electricity in the Woodyard, so we don't have any way.
Oh,
well, we
really?
Could run credit cards. But we're going to try to get people, just like a lot of things, in and out of there, curbside service, pull up, we'll fill your trunk, give us $40 or more, and they can leave.
Well, there is that, yes.
So what about, can you bring us through the, because I had never heard of the Woodyard, and I love both fire pits. I like indoor and outdoor flames when it comes to recreational.
Yep. As Ray stated, it was a long history with the Open Hearth. We did it for many years. It was a way that we saw it helped men who come through our doors who are experiencing homelessness find a way back through some good basic work. But as a lot of people with the pandemic, we shut down last year, and we reevaluated a lot of things. And we have a very robust employment center. It's a working man center where men nowadays, you know, you're trained on how to do a interview by, video,
right.
You use your smartphone, you need a resume. So we sat together, the board of directors and some others, and said, you know what, it's time to move on. And Eversource has been gracious enough to give us this land all these years. It was $1 a year. I don't think we ever paid them, so we probably owe them. But it was time to move on.
Well, you know, and that is the whole thing. We were talking earlier about Rocky. It was a Rocky II story of redemption. And in a sense, that is what goes on at the Open Hearth, and has, in reality, just a different form now.
Right, and we wanted to make sure that people knew if they heard the Woodyard was closing, the Open Hearth is not closing. We will still be there, as we have been since 1884, serving men experiencing homelessness, getting them from homeless to house, working on recovery, working on employment. It just, we won't do it through the Woodyard, but we have other ways that they can, get ways to find a way to employment.
And we're talking with Marilyn Rossetti, Executive Director for Open Hearth. And again, the firewood fire sale is on Saturday. And just give us the times. And where is the Woodyard?
Yeah.
It's on Maxim Road. I hope you guys have the address. I believe it's 150. I know where it is. It's down by Brainerd Airport, right next to the farmer's market, the regional market. It's from 8 a.m. to noon. Again, we will load your trunk, pull up, give us $40 or more cash, and we will get you out of there.
You like that, or more. But it's true. And it's kind of what, in the South Meadows, that kind of, I'm trying to think. Yep. I've never been there because you guys always come to me.
South Meadows, you'll see the McDonald's. Take a left,
follow it down.
We'll be right down there, right across from the wonderful MDC Center.
Can you talk a little bit more about what happens at the Working Man Center and what's been working well there?
What's been working well, particularly during the pandemic, but also we have an employment center, and now we have men. Our men look for ways back to employment. Some of them have had spotty work history, no work history. Mm-hmm. So you go to the employment center, or our working man center, as we call it. What do you need? You need a resume. You need your resume beefed up. Do you need it on a flash drive?
Right.
Do you need to know how to interview? Do you need to sign up for a course, forklift training, OSHA 10, ServSafe, those kind of things. So it really is a way. We work with low-literate individuals. If English isn't your first language, how do you interview with a felony record? Those kind of things.
God. You know, it is. Tell us some of the stories behind it without being personal. But, I mean, these are not necessarily just, bums, okay? These are guys who have just fallen, I would guess, on hard times.
You know what, Ray? I'm so glad you said that. I tell people, these are your uncles, brothers, fathers, nephews. You know, sometimes I think people have a picture in their mind of who our clients are.
Yeah, and derelict.
And you would be very, very surprised. I would encourage anyone, give me a call. Come for a visit. Become involved. And you will see that it's oftentimes kind of a blip in your life, or maybe a little more, but here's a way that you can help a man go from homeless to house, or go back to their family, or go back to society, give back.
Excellent.
It's really a way to do that. I see miracles happen every day, and I truly believe it's the staff we have and the clients who want to get back to where they were.
That's why you've been doing this for 107 years.
I personally haven't.
Well, you're close, but it's been around quite a while, the Open Hearth has.
1884, so yeah. Some days I do feel like I've been there since 1884. But
all right.
But, yeah, no, since 1884, and I say that's a long time to do this, but you know what? It's still a need, and we do it well, and we want to continue to be able to do it.
Oh, we're going to help you continue to run up a good score. So, you know, like I said, this SUV thing, just be sensible, okay? Or as Brian brought up, thinking as he does, bring the pickup truck.
Yeah, I'm not. I will take the Honda Accord. It's fine.
Don't care.
There you go.
But it has
there
a deceptively
so
big
reasonable.
Trunk, though.
Hey, Marilyn, very quick question. One of the things that you guys did was you cut to various lengths. Are we still going to have those choices?
I believe we may have the two sizes, but we might not.
Okay.
You know what? It's kind of a jumble. It'll be a fun day, so let's come and be surprised. How's that?
I'll do it. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm sure we'll remind you on Saturday, too. But once again, just kind of the facts and figures again very quickly. If you would.
Maxim Road in Hartford, the Open Hearth Woodyard will have a big balloon out front.
Oh, 8
a.m. to noon. I'm sure there'll be a line of cars, so you won't be able to miss us.
Okay. Hey, thanks for being on. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
We will. We'll try. I mean, she has a good heart. She really does.
I'm more focused than ever on fire pitting it Saturday night.
It's good.
Maybe it's with some Open Hearth firewood.
Oh, well, I think that's going to be my option. So I've got to take a little ride on Saturday. Go down and pick some up.